This can't be happening. I'm speechless. The kid who I bully is becoming my stepbrother? I can hardly focus in class right now. Even my friends are starting to notice I'm changing and going soft. I don't think I can keep up with this facade much longer. Tonight is the night I go into my new home. With them? My mom fell in love with his dad. There's no way I can stand in the way of their love, but how isn't his dad hating my guts? Didn't that stupid twerp tell him what's up, or is he protecting me? Wait, no, why would he do that? He's an idiot. He doesn't get to do that for me. I get to choose who's nice to me and who isn't. Or else, it's gonna happen again. No, I won't let it. I decide my fate, I am my own boss, and no one is above me. I have a bad feeling about this. You, walk me home. I don't know where I'm going. Did your dad text you with what's happening? It's been building up for a while. My mother sent me a message saying that tonight is the night I move in with you. Most of my things are already over there. I'll be unpacking tonight. I need you, though. After dinner, can you come to my room? I can't do it all on my own, and you seem perfect for bossing around. Although, I have one question. Are you ready to become my stepbrother? Your face is all red. You can cut that out. The reason I ask is things are gonna have to be different. Don't you agree? I've never lived with a sibling before, but I think I can embrace it for the most part. I would never get in the way of my mother, and it seems like you equally feel the same way for your father. My dad originally had the best intentions, start a family, settle down. Seems like the nightlife was just too big of a calling for him. Don't even know where he is now. He'll pop up randomly into my life for a day and act like I should know him. I don't even recognize his eyes. Sorry, I'm dumping this on you and you never asked. It's just, change is a big thing. It doesn't necessarily mean good or bad, but it just means not the same, and when things aren't the same, I can struggle to process how I feel. I knew this day was coming, I just didn't know when. What about you? How are you taking it? You're literally about to have two new women at your home, living there, acting like they own the place. Jeez, it was a joke. You know, I'm not serious all the time. You seem nervous. Is it because it's just us two walking home alone? I'm not serious all the time. I'm actually not that bad. I don't mean to take it out on you and the others. Look, I'll tell you more about it tonight. I think I need to be honest with you. I'm only doing this for my mother, okay? Not because you're chill or anything. I'll need to try and remember to come home this way from now on. It'll take me a few tries to get used to it. You're still as quiet as ever. I suppose I can enjoy the walk with you then. I think I've done a lot of unpacking. There's far too much to go through. and I feel like I've been at it all day. Let me open the window at least. It feels kind of stuffy. Guess that twerp forgot I asked him to come into my room. I'll put on some videos for now just to chill out. What a day this has all been. I can't remember the last time Mother and I ate together as a family. That was weird, but dare I admit it, a good kind of weird. Today wasn't so bad after all. I'm awake. What is it? I didn't think you were coming. Sorry, I was just watching some videos. Sheepish? Me? Hey, don't get too comfy. I know we have to be nice to you, but come on now. Yes, it's videos to relax to. I'm a stressed out girl, so I'd like to chill myself out. It's ASMR. You wouldn't know her. She goes to another school. I'm kidding. My goodness, you're so hard to get a giggle out of. I'm not serious like that at all, but I do get stressed easily. Think of me like a pet hamster, then I start grossly gnawing off my foot. Yeah, don't get hamsters. They really are not good pets and have a lot of issues. Basically, ASMR relaxes me. I really like haircut videos, like genuine ones. You know, when she washes your hair and gives you that massage, or she has those acrylic nails on, you know, the super long plastic nails, and goes through your scalp, it is glorious. It makes me get tingles all the way down my back. Have I ever had someone purposely do it to me before? Oh, well, now you're asking. Technically, I asked my mom to play with my hair, so I guess that counts. Why, you actually know about this stuff, or are you trying to build up a profile to turn everyone against me for being weird? Whoa, I am not deflecting. Look, I'll make you a deal, since we seem to be dancing on a thin line. I'll go on the floor, you sit on the bed with your legs open, and I'll lean back, and you play with my hair. Do we have a deal? There, I can get comfy then. Sorry, my room's pretty empty. I managed to fill the closet, but I don't even have all my plushies out. I was gonna ask you to help me with them, but I'm more than happy to wait if it means I can get a little pampering session from you. Maybe having a stepbrother isn't a bad thing at all. How often am I allowed to order you about again? Hey, to be fair, a good bond between siblings or something? Whoa, yeah, just like that. What the heck? I can feel it down the nape of my neck, down my spine. I'm gonna go brain dead after this. I couldn't hire you, possibly. You know, I do chores in a favor for this, something like that. Okay, enough teasing. What I wanted to say was, I am sorry. I am sorry for what I've done, how I behaved and acted towards you. I don't have any excuses. There has to be more to it. Well, I mean, yeah, but if I start trying to explain myself, then it's just gonna start sounding like an excuse. It's better to apologize and then stop it there. That's what I think anyway, but maybe I'm wrong and it's different for everyone. Well, I don't want to get into too much detail, but yeah, I was bullied a lot in my previous school. Specifically, did you not think it was strange when I first transferred? I was such a complete ass. I quickly found out who the popular kids were and basically bought them off. I showered them with gifts every week so they would tolerate me until the point we were friends. I'm not going to pretend our friendship isn't genuine, but it didn't start organically. Yeah, that's probably the correct phrasing. I noticed they love to gossip all day and night. Gossip, 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 and I have to pretend to care. I mean, it helped me learn people's names real quick. The group chats that I'm in, they constantly pop off. She said this, he said this, they did that. It was good at first, but I feel kind of empty. That's when, unfortunately, you hit my radar. You came across as someone who can take a hammering, so I picked on you. Constantly, I would trick you, made jokes at your expense. I'd confess to you constantly to trick you into going out with me so I could turn around and say, haha, just kidding. You know, those kind of things. It was just cruel and mean. I don't want to be like that anymore. I'm just pretending. I'm just a character of myself. I don't even like going out drinking and that kind of thing. It just doesn't interest me at all. Instead, you're gonna laugh at me. I'm into mangaka and video games and YouTube creators. That's my real interest. Wait, why wouldn't you believe me? Oh, it's because I'm a girl, right? Durr. Well, would a girl who's pretending to like stuff have a Pachimari, Dragon Quest Slime, a Mudkip, or even a Bioshock Big Daddy? Yeah. You believe me now. Say the words, I want to hear it. I'm so sorry for doubting you. Well, I guess you're forgiven for your ignorance. Whoa, was that a light smile at the corner of your mouth? I guess it was. I'm taking it. Dang, finally melting you a little. So, yeah. I'm sorry. I want to be more true to myself. If I lose them on the way there, well then, I hope I've made a new friend in you at least. If you're fake, it's hard. You can only keep pretending for so long until it wears you down. Huh? You haven't been honest either? Oh, I figured that you knew what ASMR was about. You didn't quite seem so shocked when I brought it up, so yeah. You want to do it to me? I mean, technically you are with a pair play, but I'm not gonna argue with you at all if you voluntarily want to do more. I think I can handle it. Oh, you want me to tell you what I want done? Okay. I think we can agree that first things first, a shoulder massage to help get all the tension away. You know, I never really knew what I wanted to do when I grew up, but I keep getting an idea in my head. It's crazy and not very reliable, but an ASMR spa. I think it could be really beneficial. I feel like it's just increasing in popularity. Am I wrong? Imagine having a place that knew exactly what you were looking for. I'm a big personal believer in looking after the body and the mind will follow, and vice versa. People these days have such a hard time looking after themselves and doing what's right for them. I want to create an environment from the moment you step in would simply bring you peace and tranquility. Of course, I haven't really sat down and thought about it too much. I do really enjoy business class at school. I feel like I learn so much. There's location, who your target audience is, how you would perform the service, who you would hire, even down to the uniforms they would wear. I feel like it's what I want to do, though. No one has ever heard of a spa that it's 50-50 in terms of gender interests. Men need relax too, but there's not really any social outlets like that. That's why I would take the world by storm. Did never see it coming. I would just need to plan absolutely everything. Raise the money to secure the location. I thought about starting my own ASMR channel to fund it, though. Wouldn't that not be amazing? I relax people all over the internet, but then I could do it in real life for people as well. So many visitors from around the world. Wouldn't that be amazing? Could you do finger fluttering now? I like it very much. It's a common one, but the common ones are the best because they're so effective. Wouldn't it be nice though? Imagine being a business owner of something you built up from scratch. We could plan it all out. Help each other achieve our goals. Maybe I could open up a YouTube channel with you. What do you think? I could get a lot of sound effects from you. All I would need is a microphone and an editing software to get started. It doesn't even have to be good what I start with. You just go for it. I'm a believer in you learn by doing, not by planning. Although planning does help. Throw caution to the wind. I mean, you would want to do it with me, right? What could our name be, though? Step ASMR, since we are now family. It could help bring us together and some pocket money on the side. What do you think? Really? You're not just saying that, right? You mean it? Jeez, don't act so surprised that I'm nice, or you're gonna be shocked the more you get to know me. Thank you. I mean it. Sit back down. Fine, fine. Guess you aren't the huggy-touchy type. I feel so excited now. This is supposed to relax me, but my mind is going crazy thinking of all the possibilities. Okay, I'll be quiet. I'll think it through if you're okay with continuing my pampering session. I'll grab a pencil and paper so I can scribble some ideas down. Hey, stepbrother. Thanks again. You're the best.